Hi guys, welcome back to another episode of Sorta Kinda Funny. This episode we recorded in person and we had a blast doing it and started to listen to it and we're like, that doesn't sound the best. Amazing. The audio was not the best. We're in the process of figuring out, but guys, just bear with us. It's a good episode. Sorry, but we love you. Thank you for staying with us during this exhausting time. Anyway, we hope you guys enjoy this episode.
9 out of 10 grandmothers would not approve of this podcast, but that one grandma is sorta kind of bitchin'.
This podcast is part of the Deluxe Edition Network. To find other great shows on the network, head over to deluxeeditionnetwork.com. That's deluxeeditionnetwork.com.
I want to hurt myself.
Our voices just both sound incredibly bad.
I have a canker sore right now.
Dude, cankers are the worst.
Yeah, I had one. You know where your jaw meets like the top and the bottom? Yeah. I had a canker sore back
right
there.
Right in the snap.
And it was the worst canker sore I ever had. So every time I opened my mouth, it was like pinching it.
Just ripped it back open.
Oh, now snap. I look like I'm a child and I spilled on myself. Welcome back, you fuckers.
We recorded, was it not last night, because I was really sick, the night before last.
Are you sure we didn't record last night?
We didn't. I was sick.
I have no fucking clue.
Wait, no, it wasn't last night, because I edited. We watched Purple Rain, and we also watched yesterday. Oh, okay, for those contexts, I don't know when this is exactly going to come out. We're still on New Year's Christmas break. So to give you perspective, flu is leaving our systems.
Running rampant right now. America. And
alert.
It is anally penetrating me. And I'll tell you what, non-consensual.
If I have to be. Non-enjoyable as well.
It's not enjoyed.
No.
I'm not saying I'm not into a little bit of anal play. Via COVID. Not COVID.
Flu.
H1N1.
Light.
Swine flu.
Light seasonal.
More like
seasoned.
More like hind flu.
No. Don't, this is going to make weird sounds. Get that out. Oh my god, this is in the shot too.
I'm drinking my water.
Here's my Stanley. Still obsessed. Still new. Okay.
Lauren doesn't like the aesthetic of my water bottle. Well, guess what? This is an audio medium platform, and I'm going to drink the rest of my water.
Sure,
so just no clips from the first 30 seconds.
Can we make a real quick? Can we make like a... And no.
What?
ASMR.
Oh, you're like,
yeah,
hey,
do this to the bottle.
I don't have any nails.
Yeah, and that's the ticket.
Welcome back to another episode of Sorta Kinda Funny.
That was important to say, huh?
I would say so. I'm James. I'm the brother of this not-so-family-friendly comedy duo sibling podcast.
For sure.
And I'm joined with my... I'm joined... here with me by my hermana. What's your name, hermana? That's Spanish for sister.
Sister, yeah. Los Hermanos is a restaurant I worked out in Provo, the brothers.
Mm-hmm.
I'm Lauren.
I was.
Or Lorenzo. You were what?
Lorenzo. Yeah. I was going to say, I wasn't an hermana, but.
I was a hermana. You were hermanas an hermano.
Were sis-
I was an hermana.
You were.
For the church. We keep going there.
Why can't I talk about my mission?
No, it's not that. It's just I was segueing. Yeah, you're always allowed to talk about your mission.
I know. That's what I was saying.
For
I
sure,
said,
for sure.
Hermanas right were people that I served my mission with.
Moving on. Okay, here we go.
What I'm talking about.
What are we talking about, James?
We're talking about teachers?
Yes.
No, we already did that. Didn't we just talk about teachers for a bonus episode?
We just talked about our teacher.
Oh.
We talked about one of our coaches that was just absolutely insane, threw staplers at kids' heads. And then the bonus episode in January for New Year's, we talked about the evolution teacher.
We're going to we just have so many from our high school. I'm going to sprinkle in.
Yeah, we'll add throughout.
We're going to just a smattering
of
our high school. Because I think every single year of high school between John.
Middle school too.
From our oldest brother, who is 8 years older than our littlest brother, which means that's 8 years plus...
of crime.
Some change, though.
Our youngest was in Dusseldorf, Germany, too.
And he was homeschooled.
Yeah. So
so that's our mother. I was homeschooled too for a minute.
Yeah, one of our parents, believe it or not, slept with one of our with our parent.
With our teacher.
Our teacher our slept parent. With our parent.
Mm, and we met, like, legitimately. It was our parents.
Our parents.
Okay, let's go.
How many years would that be then?
Each of us have 4 years of
school. I know, but they overlap a little bit.
But it's still a different experience. Why are you making this so complicated?
You want to read first or want me to?
God. Either. Okay.
I feel like the devil is sitting on my chest while he's shotting liquid fire out just of his ass.
Popping a squat.
All right, here we go. Guys, when I cough, I get extremely dizzy because I'm so out of it right now. This is going to be a tell wild
blacking
ride.
Blacking out. Is she like, do you want to go to Chick-fil-A?
We're
going to
pause the episode.
Like we started.
So I was going to go get food, and I was like, let me take your car. She goes, no. I said, I'll murder your family. And she goes, here's the keys.
Immediately. Here.
I leave Lauren's neighborhood, and then immediately I get hit by, like, oh my God, I'm going to crash. Mm-hmm. Like, everything's like, woo, moving.
Yeah.
Oh.
Oh, no.
And I was like, I need to pull over. So I pulled over, got Lauren gas, and then came home. That was it.
Oh, thanks for the gas.
Yeah.
Then our older, out, huh?
Yeah. Our older brother calls me. He's like, how you feeling? I was like, don't talk to me. I'm about to crash. And then I talked to him on the phone for like 3 minutes.
Okay.
Maybe more than that because I went and got food.
Yeah.
Got back. I was like standing there pumping gas and I was like, woo. It was crazy.
Well, he came back and I was like, there's no way Chick-fil-A was that fast. No way. And he comes and he's like, I'm blacked out. And I'm like, that's it. All right, I'm going to read this.
Ooh.
Okay. There was one teacher that would give us extra credit if we brought in her favorite cookie. It was called, quote, the OD, a.k.a. the overdose. It's a chocolate chip cookie with chocolate chips and chocolate frosting. She was super sweet, but not the best at teaching math. She was super large, too, and would talk about it all the time.
Also, the last ingredient, wait for it, you guessed it, crack. Like...
with a side of diabetes.
She's like, I called the thorn.
Not the teeth missing.
I called the thorn overdose. There's a bit of heroin in there.
Mm-hmm.
If you guys bring me a little bag of a dime piece of crack cocaine, I'll give you an A+. Because I'm going to go into the bathroom and meet Jesus for the next 30 to 40 minutes. Normally, this amount of crack cocaine would kill a mule, but I'm a size of a mule. Hey, yo.
I would bring her just dozens. Just be like, raise that score, bitch.
See, this reminds... God, I love the word bitch.
Dubby!
Guys, we promised ourselves we were not going to do any advertisements again until it was a product that, one, we believed in, and two, that we want all of our listeners to actually try. Dubby is an energy drink formula that you buy and make, you mix it yourself at your house, and it is going to be a natural form of caffeine. We all know that I'm a very busy person. Lauren's very busy. I work multiple jobs. I have a podcast. Lauren has a podcast. If you're listening to this, you know this. Lauren has 3 kids. We like to caffeinate, but the problem is a lot of times energy drinks leave us all jittery and we feel weird and our brain's all fuzzy. Dubby does not do that.
Dubby is an energy drink to help enhance focus, concentration, and reaction time with no jitters or crash or bad ingredients. I love knowing what's in my food, knowing what's in my drinks. And with Dubby, they pride itself on 100% full transparency and ingredients disclosure. They have 10 awesome ingredients within this, and they list it all right there on their website.
Guys, this caffeine is derived directly from coffee plants, so we know where we're getting it from. Good energy. I'm not going to have a crazy crash at the end of it.
Absolutely. They have no calories, no sugar, no maltodextrin, no fillers, and no artificial colors.
If you guys want to check out Dubby, go to dubby.gg or Google Dubby, and I'll take you to their website. At checkout, use promo code sorta kinda funny, no spaces, and you get 10% off promo code sorta kinda funny. That reminds me of our school. What? We would get extra credit for bringing tissue boxes and crayons and everything because our school had no money and our teachers had to pay for everything. Yeah. So they're like, if you bring in these items, we'll bring up your score.
Literally.
Then our little brother moves to Germany and that's like a...
immediately failing.
Yeah. And he's like, can I bring in the tissue paper for the A? And they're
he immediately gets tied up. And they're like, if you dear.
If you ever think you can bring in a tissue to this room to get an egg and I'll beat you with a scheiße.
Yeah.
That is shit in English. Scheiße. You dumb little American boy.
Yeah, you think the tissue can save you now?
Do you think
only God can save you
now? Only God can save you.
For sure.
God, and if you bring in a Kleenex. It's like a tissue. Like a in middle school, my teacher singled my friend and me out for being Mormons. Straight up made a joke about polygamy and called us out by name. The funny thing is knowing that what I know now, I would have thought that this was hilarious, but younger and indoctrinated me was humiliated.
That's illegal.
Yeah.
You can't do that. No matter what, like, these are children, too. That is not right.
No.
As a teacher, to be picking on a kid, because guess what? Kids don't choose their religion.
That's not true.
Really?
Yeah. I chose to be baptized at 8. Completely.
Yeah. So the consensual age is like 18. So when kids aren't choosing this, so when...
8 years old is a conscious choice. Same with at birth.
Right.
Because if you don't,
we know
purgatory.
What yeah. It's insane that is rude. And it's like, whatever you think, yeah, that's funny. I'm sure you can go out and do like a comedy bit on stage. People are going to laugh and clap, but don't practice your bit to a kid in class.
Don't practice your bits
especially
to kids.
Especially when they don't probably know what you're talking about.
Yeah, they're probably like, what the fuck is polygamy? I'm 8. Let me draw a picture, you bitch.
Bring in, here's the tissue for my extra credit.
And they're like, you know who else has tissue? All your moms, because they're cleaning up all that baby cum. Because you have so many moms. And you're like, what is that? And then they just send you to recess. I remember when I was in 7th grade, we learned about American history. And Mormons are like, there's a small part of it.
Joseph Smith always gets brought up.
Well, because they talk about the
Nauvoo
Mormons leaving.
And Utah.
Not Nauvoo.
Utah.
They just talk about Mormons leaving.
No, they like to talk about General Boggs, how there was an execution or extinction.
What's I'm just telling you my experience.
Real quick, what's it called when you can...
Extermination order.
Extermination order. They do bring that up because Missourians were pissed. Anyway.
Why?
Because
no,
you can openly
that,
kill groups of people.
No, I know that there was an extermination order against Mormons. I don't know the real reason.
Why they would
reason.
Teach it?
No.
You don't know the reason why?
No.
Is this where we talk about it?
I'm telling you that I learned in my history class in 7th grade that Mormons fled due to... distinctly remember it said that they were doing things that were against the U.S. law and persecution. It was both.
Yeah. Religious, yeah.
Growing up, I was taught that they left because people just hated the Mormons. The church never goes into why, right?
Yeah. It's just religious persecution. It's what most religions say.
And then General Boggs... released an extermination
order
on the Mormons, and then they left. And then I remember when I was in... We can talk about that in a second, but I'm saying I just remember in 7th grade them saying that then Mormons moved to Utah so they could practice polygamy. That's
history.
True.
Yes.
And then I remember, because of this story, that in 7th grade, I was then directly turned towards by about 30 other children, and they're like, how many mothers do you have? And I'm like, you silly goose, we don't do that.
Yeah.
We don't practice polygamy.
Which
we
don't.
I say we.
In the main form of LDS, they don't.
No, in like the FLDS and stuff, they definitely do. Now, but I just remember like my teacher being like, oh, you're a Mormon. I forgot about that, James. Like, is
she throws water balloons she brought to school.
No, he was so nice. But he was just like, James, like, do you have anything to talk about this? Because not every grade has Mormons where we're from.
A soapbox to pull out and talk, and that's when you just like...
Well, I was just like, I remember that, like, this is what happened, and then we moved, and I was like, and then they ended up changing polygamy later in the future.
Yeah.
But that was pretty much it. Okay, now, returning to the extermination order, do you know why there was... Why?
They were practicing polygamy, and that was...
So was that?
Illegal. Yeah, but not only that, there was a lot of things that happened that were... Holding girls against their will up in rooms and being like, you need to marry this grown-ass man.
This was
young
in
girls.
Missouri?
This was in Nauvoo. Yeah,
Nauvoo.
Illinois. And so things like this happen all the time. And they're marrying these really young girls, like putting them in these situations.
Oh, okay.
So
But when, we don't obviously have to talk about a whole story.
But the polygamy was illegal, and people were mad. So here's what's funny about the General Boggs. He ended up getting his a little bit. Porter Rockwell, which is Joseph Smith's bodyguard and Brigham Young bodyguard,
he ended up shooting him in the head,
General Boggs in the head, and he lived somehow.
Yeah, like I said, so we're getting a full morning
don't need to.
Which is fine.
This was a story about this, and these are our experiences with this. Yeah, we had that. I had that all the time. I was constantly persecuted in my gifted art class.
Let's not call it persecution. Let's call it made fun of.
I was going to say, sure, but I was going to say that by this one boy, it was persecution.
Okay.
He was violently aggressive and would bully the shit out of me. And he was, like, kind of a friend, kind of not really.
Who's this? Well, he's kind of a dick anyway.
Yeah, so. He was intense. It was a lot. It was every day. And I was like, please stop. Like, it's not funny anymore. It's not cool.
Yeah, but these are also the same people that you're like, hey, please stop groping me. It's not fun. They're like, it's fine. It's whatever. Like,
you actually
girlfriend,
like it. Yeah.
Yeah. It's that same mentality. Energy. And I really hate those kind of people.
Yeah. My gym teacher got caught sleeping with football players. Wait.
Yeah. Read that one more time.
My gym teacher got caught sleeping with football players, and we're going to assume
that this was a female.
Man or woman. Yeah.
I'm going to assume this was a female because I don't think I could see one male gym teacher sleeping with a football player.
This girl.
But I can't imagine a male gym teacher sleeping with lots of football players.
Okay, but right.
That I just don't see happening.
Can you imagine?
That's kind of fucked.
Like, that is. I mean, also, these football players thinking, like, that's cool.
You're like, oh, that's so cool. Now you have trauma for the rest of your life.
Yeah, they're all like, yo, we're all banging the same chick. It's like, oh. And then
Oh, the adult?
Yikes. All right.
We had a lunch lady that for years was skimming from the lunch money. Years after I left high school, I saw her mugshot and the story posted to Facebook. My mom was like, I wondered why I was sending in lunch money more frequently. Probably thought I was just in a heftier state of life. You know, growing boy type of shit.
That's hilarious.
That is funny. Or is this? This is the good stuff.
All right. My high school teacher forgot to close the projector, put on Asian cum sluts for the class to watch. Just the dirtiest hentai. Not even hentai. Real flesh.
This is not hentai.
No.
This is Asian cum sluts. What a title. Gross. I don't really do porn. It doesn't. No, it doesn't do it for me.
Telling me Asian cum sluts?
So, no, hold on. But like I said, we've had the conversation before, but I don't get strip clubs. I think it's that same vein, right? It's just not my thing, right?
You'd rather have a personal experience with someone who's real and into you. Am I wrong? Right.
So the idea of typing into a computer the phrase Asian cum sluts is mind-boggling.
It's wild. For sure wild. Also,
I'm like, oh, it's a Tuesday.
You're I'm in alone. History class. No, let's get into the mindset of
oh, I'm talking about me personally.
Yeah, sure.
I'm alone.
Right.
I want to get a little freaky, get a little frisky.
Yeah.
Now, let's ramp that up to I'm in class. I'm a teacher. There are people sitting 3 feet in front of me, and the only difference between what they can see is the back of my computer.
Sure. You're just a student. It's history class.
And it's in high school.
You're tired, yeah.
It's like post-lunch. It's
the second to last class before
the end of the day.
You're
like,
and all of a sudden you just hear.
You just hear like.
I'm not even going to sound effects. I swear to God, I'm not.
I thought you were going to do. Oh. You're just sitting there like, why does the calculator sound so weird?
And because also, I wonder how long it was until he noticed. Because he just, like, you know, it's like, put it up, and he's just, like, working in the class. It's like.
That's amazing. Some of my favorite videos.
It's not amazing, sir.
Some of my favorite videos on TikTok and stuff are, like, when it shows students, like, filming their teacher.
Yeah.
And it shows behind them, they're just, like, watching it. And they just look like they're, you know, doing work, but the projector's still on. And so the teacher's watching porn on their computer, and it's still projecting on the wall.
No way.
And then they're like, professor, and they're like, what? And they just point, and they're like, oh, and they slam.
No way. No. I heard that some people view that at work. Weird. But also, with a bunch of kids around where they could literally And also, you can't do it. You're just what?
That is an addiction. You've gotten to a point where you're not even jerking off. You're
looking up Asian cups.
What a title. What a title.
All right, let's do another one.
Why? Why is that their thing?
Why not? Some
They're like, I really want them to be into the cum. Like, into it.
Well, that's what most of them do. They're acting to be really...
That's not acting. That's real.
It's a reality.
Why would you want to watch that near children? That's disgusting. Weird.
They said he got fired.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I would fucking hope
that
so.
That was like, we've said this, they played Blunt Blowin' at a pep rally, full speed ahead, wasn't clean, wasn't edited. It's just... Goes hard. She got fired.
Fast.
We were very excited for the song to come on.
A little too excited. She got fired. Excited? It's like, oh, do we like this teacher? Maybe. Enough to stop her?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
I can't remember his name. He was an older man who taught math in junior high, I believe. He had pictures of his yacht. This is an air quotes. He lived in on Sardis Lake.
That's a tiny lake, right?
That is like ghetto. It's like...
It's disgusting, dirty.
Muddy. Just Google Sardis Lake. It's also, where we're from.
There ain't no yachts on there.
No. It's like a pontoon. He lived on Sardis Lake, like pictures of the inside, taped up on his walls at the classroom. He gave gum on your birthday, and when my birthday came, it was on a weekend. So I asked Friday, and he told me to wait until Monday in case I died, so he didn't waste a pack of gum. He was dead serious.
This poor girl just wanted gum for her birthday.
What an asshole.
Who is... I don't know. It's okay. We don't want to say that we went to
this I don't know who taught math.
That's wild.
Yeah.
And so weirdly specific. He gave a pack of gum on birthdays or a piece of gum? What the fuck? What? No.
I know.
No. That's weird.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. This one. It's me again. I'm annoying, I know. Haha, no, you're not.
We love you.
So picture it. The year's 2006. I'm already there. I'm literally already there.
Okay.
I'm in sixth grade at this point. I'm 16 and a freshman in high school. Yeah, 16 is old for a freshman, but I flunked the third grade for defiance. That's beside the point. Oh my, we're going to need that story.
16 freshman?
That is old.
Yeah.
Gosh, okay, he must have been older too for his
age.
Dude,
he probably my son. Ran that school.
Who runs the world?
17,
18,
19, 20?
No.
As a senior, he was 20.
There's no way. 19. I'm gonna hope. Okay.
All right,
so I'm in biology. Our teacher's out sick and we have the sub. So one of my girlfriends and friends walks up to the sub to ask if she could use the restroom. The sub gets up suddenly and questions why my friend walked up on her like she did. This is already shady. Which, side note, she didn't. We actually were well-behaved this day. So anyway, they're going back and forth, and the sub is accusing my friend of being a lesbian.
You can't accuse someone. It's a child. Nobody gives a fuck.
Then my friend storms out of the office. So now it's awkward as fuck. We're working on some assignment in silence when the substitute starts rambling under her breath, mentioning how she's not gay, not into that type of stuff. As normal high school teens would react to this, we started laughing. That's when she goes off and starts screaming and crying. The vice principal comes to the rescue and escorts her out with security and the theatrics that occurred. Oh my gosh. Her hair was wild and we could hear her screaming outside more aggressively. The vice principal's our sub now and she just looks at us and starts busting up laughing too. We ended the class hoping that substitute would get the help she deserves. I failed that class, by the way.
I bet.
She was having a breakdown.
That is a...
She said, you snuck up on me. I'm not gay. It's like...
You're like...
I had a question about a class.
So what's 1 + 1? Not scissoring. Not me. You're like, what the... What?
Then she's rubbish. She's like, I'm not gay.
I'm not gay.
China.
You're gay.
You're
I'm not gay in China. You're gay in China.
Yeah, like the... What's China? Vagina.
Vagina.
Vagina. They're like, no. Sexy Asian comes then her hair's just like,
what? Like, what?
I thought it was going there when she real quick said, why'd you startle me? Like, why'd you jump up?
Just
jump
up slam.
Why'd you grow up me? She's like, I didn't.
face it, dating sucked in your 20s, gets worse in your 30s, and your 40s, forget it.
It's a cesspool out there, and we're your flotation device.
Join us weekly for saucy chat, ridiculous love gurus,
and MILF-worthy fun to spice up your life.
The MILF and Me Podcast. Every Wednesday on your favorite pod platform.
And the MILFandMePod.com.
The MILF and Me Podcast.
My high school health teacher was a Vietnam War vet who hated kids and loved sex jokes.
All right, do it. It's old man. It's old Vietnam vet. You got to do the voice.
Create he's like, character. Back in Nam, I was getting pussy. It's like, what? And he was a health teacher.
He was a health teacher. Did we have the same math teacher? Or, I mean, health teacher?
Was an the old woman? Lady? Yeah. Who didn't teach shit.
That's what I was telling my husband about. We were talking about this and he's like, what? I was telling him, we didn't have fake babies in health class.
Nope.
She would just show weird 70s, 80s films about crackheads living on yachts.
Yeah.
Do you remember that? She would just start singing. She'd be like, oh God, is it awesome God? And we're like, you're not choir.
I think back to the time that was Toby Town High School. And I'm like, that's a fucking fever dream
that's
and a
half.
That's
a lineup.
How could there be that many real people that were teachers there? We had a pervert teaching freshmen.
We had a lot.
We had a couple pervert teachers.
Yeah.
Sleeping with students several times.
Every year.
Band directors doing it. Yeah. Health teachers doing it.
Yeah. I mean,
what's there to do in Toby Town except sleeping with students, apparently?
Going to Walmart, yeah.
Going to Walmart and getting fired and becoming a registered sex offender. Those are your options. Neither one are good.
No.
You better choose Walmart. Because you don't want to be on that list. No. Have to introduce yourself into every neighborhood you move into.
Can you imagine this, like, Vietnam War vet, though? The fact that he has to introduce that multiple times, that's a lot. That he keeps telling everyone he's a Vietnam War vet.
Oh, I know.
It's exhausting.
He's like, what's better than one bitch? Two bitches.
What?
I don't know.
Yeah, what's better than one bitch? A Vietnamese cop's lot. I got a feeling this is where that man's brain lived.
He's like, what's better than one bitch? My search history. And then he just turns his camera around. And they're like, oh my God.
The kids are just like, this
just
is health. And he's like, what's more healthy than this?
What's more healthy than this? This is the kind of Vietnamese relations we need. It's just Vietnam reenactment, but porn parodies instead of war footage. Instead of bamboo traps, it's like dildo traps. Was my Peterson
brave?
What's
that show? Yeah, what's that called? The Green Berets. It's the Green Berets. They're just like nipple tassels are green, and they're just like hauling through mud. And we're just like beating each other up. It's the Green Berets.
It's the Green Berets.
It's a lineup of sexual men feeling up on each other. Incredible.
You know what's crazy? If we just said that without the context of earlier in this episode, we'll get closed. We'll get canceled.
It wasn't our... yeah, that was... we call that a lineup.
That's so fucking funny.
This is annoying. 8th grade math teacher who would kick the metal plate on her desk with her heels. And you know, it was probably just like click, ding, 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 ding. And sure, it was distracting. I bet these kids' test scores were low. She ended up probably blaming them. Which, have you guys ever had a teacher where the entire class fails multiple times and she's like, this is
what is wrong
y'all.
With you guys?
And you're I like, had that multiple times.
I did
times.
Too.
It was the whole class.
Miss
I'm like,
Brown. She would sit
it's
there and,
on you.
And talk about her kids the whole time. I remember coming home and being like, Mom, if I had
what
a test.
Grade? Give
ninth
me an
grade.
Age.
Okay. I was in biology. This
that's,
is the,
oh, that's a hard class.
This might have been, and I'm not calling anybody out, it's the same, that wouldn't teach evolution. And I remember telling my mom, I was like, if I had a test on her child, I could ace it. If she asked me their grade, their name,
didn't
their favorite
color.
Didn't
she add those questions into tests once?
No.
I had a teacher who did personal questions for bonus questions at the end. Is that normal?
I had a teacher that would do at the...
like facts, like Christmas facts.
Yeah, Christmas facts.
We had that too. That's fun.
But it was like bonus questions. It was like, name all the reindeer and I'll give you 5 points.
That's fine, yeah.
That is fine. Like, who cares?
It's like her personal life. What size penis does my husband have?
What size cup is my left bosom? Remember, hint, different than the right. 34C and 32D.
She's like, reference, Caitlin in the first row is an A. You're like, you can't say.
Between Caitlin with an A and Stephanie in the back left, bazungas, GG. We all know, don't be ashamed. It's like all written out. Don't be ashamed, Caitlin.
I know. She's legitimately.
Oh, your small titties.
She's so embarrassed. The teacher's like, come up. You can cup a wheel.
This is all written. Come up to the board, please. You can come up.
Please.
Halfway through the test, you just see her stand up from the back of the room and walk up to the front. And she's like, looks down.
Well, she's like so casual about it. The
teacher. Funny thing is, if any of this happened in our high school, I would not have been shocked.
One man, creepy self, closed himself in a closet with this girl. Literally, he was like, oh, you need something out of the supply closet. Come on. What? He, like, has her come in to grab the supplies because he said he needed help. Just closes the door. So the
she
class is like...
She pulled out her phone and had 911 on speed dial ready
sure.
to go.
Terrifying. Yeah.
That same teacher, when I was a senior, my dad's like, we had a wood-burning stove. And dad was like, oh, we bought some wood.
And dad wanted to be his wood-burning stove.
He wanted to burn my wood. The fuck?
Think about
He's like, you gonna burn this yuck. He was like, hey, someone's gonna drop off some wood.
No.
And I was like, he's gonna drop off some wood? So I'm out by our, like, our woodshed. And then he pulls up in a trailer, and it's Ronnie!
No.
I was like, oh my god.
What?
Yeah, and he's like, oh, hey, Mr. James. And I was like, good god,
Why
you know where
he,
I
how
live.
How did they know? What?
Because dad just bought some, I guess, online.
He's just on Craigslist with a wood?
I think he went, there was like a newspaper.
He
like,
showed
ad,
up not knowing kind of what he was actually selling.
He's like, I don't have a trailer, but I got this. Yeah, and he's just swinging it, just chucking wood.
He's like, I thought you needed.
And so, because he had like chopped down a bunch of trees. He chopped down, he chopped it down. But yeah, he was at my house. And I just remember being like, I cannot believe you gave this man our address.
You're just scooting away. Also, fun fact, we had for church,
he
they did this basketball.
He was also a bus driver.
Oh, yeah, he was. He enjoyed that job.
I bet.
A little too much. We played basketball for the church. I hated it. And one of the moves that they named, like, to, like, guard someone, in, or I don't know what it's called, when you get really close to someone to, like, make sure. our one of my young women leader, love you, Laura, shout out. She had him as a teacher as well when she was
like
in
years
high school.
Ago.
She was, like, late 20s, 30s,
maybe.
How much
older is she than you?
I don't know. I think she's in her 30s, for
like
sure.
Like 8 years older?
I don't know. She had babies, so maybe 8 years. Anyway.
Yeah, but that's
so
the same age.
So she named this move to get really close in someone's face the Ronnie, and then his last name, because he was that uncomfortable.
I don't fucking care. You can say it. No. It's such a crazy, creepy name.
She called it the Ronnie one. So big, do the Ronnie one. We're like, get the fuck.
Just the fact that that was what they called the move to get up in another girl's grill to, like, block them is fucking nuts.
It's absolutely.
She said, my chem teacher used to smack himself in the face and chant, stupid, stupid, stupid. Isn't that what Rain Man does?
Maybe.
Like the movie Rain Man, right? He's
I
like,
couldn't tell you that. I don't know. Oh, wow. We had fantastic teachers too. Our band teachers.
We did. I was
going to
say, my band director, he's not on any social media. I know, but for me,
okay.
Flocka was like, just the greatest
person.
Yeah, Waka
Flocka Flame as his teacher.
Can
you imagine?
He was like, hit that drum.
Waka.
Yeah.
Flocka.
He goes, I will harden the motherfucking paint. Bow, 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 bow. Bitch, I'm busting at him. Bow, bow.
By the way you're moving, got me in a dance.
Blocker! DJ, turn it up. Ladies, it's your dance. Come on.
That was in Moscato. Can you think of any other horrendous teachers
that That's what I'm trying to think of. Let me go through school really fast.
I had one that was just mean and nasty.
We had...
Oh, real quick. We had teachers that would regularly call out your grade. They'd go through and they'd be like, Jeremy, A, or like 100, James, F. 20, Lauren, 10. It's like...
Do you feel like your grade, you'd rather get a 0 or a 15 on something?
I mean, I got both. I got zeros.
Would you rather get back your grade and it say...
15?
No.
Why?
0, I at least can be like, I didn't even try. 15 means you fucking try? You got a 15.
Yeah, but at least if it's like anything bonus related, you can like...
Or boner related.
I mean...
It's so funny because I don't know how. I look back on high school. I was in every fucking club. I was the president of the goddamn honor society.
Right. What is
that? I was in honor society?
It was a joke.
Oh.
I wouldn't know.
I was in the presidency, whatever that's called, the alumni. I was in honors classes.
Okay.
How? I would make like 30s on tests. And I had like almost a 4.0.
James, the school didn't make sense. Teachers would also give these kids failing higher grades just to pass them through.
But that's what I'm saying. But I did well in high school.
But you said you didn't. You made 30s. I'm saying that. No. You're a liar.
No. I did not regularly make 30s. I'm saying I would look at sometimes my grades. Like I took anatomy and physiology. And in our our high school, the anatomy and physiology class, there was a university. There's a community college in our hometown. But the nursing program is really an amazing nursing program. Yeah. And people would take high school anatomy and physiology, and it would be harder than the one in college because it was like a preparatory class.
She was a great teacher.
She was amazing. She was a, not a doctor. What was she?
She had a PhD.
Physical therapist.
Okay. Was she?
Yeah. She had a physical therapist degree, and she became a teacher because she wanted time off with her kids.
Yeah.
Like, she was a great teacher because she wanted to be a teacher. Yeah. Right? Anyway, and the class was hard. Like, super hard. And on some of the tests, I would get, like, 100. And they were hard.
Yeah.
And then on other ones, I felt like I was in fucking medical school. I would get, like, a 15.
Yeah.
It was so fucking hard.
If you make 15, there's no way you should end up with an A, right?
I had an A.
How do you bounce? That's what I'm saying. I constantly made zeros in physics.
Jesus.
I ended up with a B. That's not right.
I didn't ever take physics, I think. I think I took chem.
What I took, it was so weird. It was, like, I took physical... science, and then I took chemistry, and then it was weird. I was out of order. I shouldn't have taken physics, even though it was one of the most fun classes because it was all with my friends, but I was miserable because I did not, and I'm not kidding, that was a different language to me. I did not understand a single thing from that class.
Yeah, that was me in chemistry. It was the same teacher. He was, in my opinion and Lauren's style of learning, a horrible teacher.
Yeah.
I have friends that took him and loved him.
Yeah, he's a fun person. He was very nice, but it was like...
Book
smart.
I need a certain type of teaching, and I can almost teach myself. That was a miserable... That was 10th grade for me.
He would just eat his pretzels.
Senior. We were taking the same class at the same time, because you were a senior
but
taking...
But I was physics.
Physics, and I was taking chem, and there was a girl in my class that was in your grade.
Yeah.
And she tried to cheat off of me, and I was like, don't.
Don't. Meanwhile, I'm cheating off of everyone in my class, saying, good Lord, I'm not going to be able to graduate high school. I did. Yay. Guys, thank you for sending in these stories. This was a ride. I think we had fun. I think it's going to be a good one. We're going to slice and dice.
It'll be a good one.
James is in a haze. A flu haze. The flu is rampant in America.
How many times have you said that?
It's three. It's
okay, I'm like, am I fucking losing it right now, or have you said that?
Yes, for sure.
Guys, if I look drugged, I'm not, but I feel like it.
Any little last things? I think this has been long enough and good.
Get your flu shot. We are pro-vaccine in this household. COVID's real. And anything else?
No. I think... That's it. Follow us. Share with a friend. We love you guys.
Yeah. I don't know when this episode comes out.
I don't know.
I'll probably be back in Utah when this comes
out,
right?
Oh, for sure. Yeah. All right.
I'm going to be back in Utah in like 2 days. Fuck me. This has been the craziest
James
vacation.
James has had the worst stay because he hasn't been present mentally. He's been like floating the kids out have of his body.
Dancing around me. And I'm just like,
around his brain. Yeah.
Ha. All right, guys.
Yeah, we should
thank you for listening to Sorta Kinda Funny. This episode has been wild. If you want some new pornographic material to look up.
No, just end it.
Asian cum sluts coming your way.
Oh, all right. We love you guys. Have a fantastic week.
Your challenge. You know what to look up. Have a fantastic week. Thanks for joining us and hanging out with us this week. Text me if you want to hang out.
Bye.
Bye. Hey, if you like what you heard, please let us know.
You can leave us a rating and review wherever you listen to your podcast.
You can also find us on Instagram or TikTok at Sorta Kinda Funny Pod.
You're listening to a Joseph Norris original titled This Song.